The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Me, your old pal Stu here once again. What a Wednesday evening. Such an auspicious day today. You know, the very first band I ever went to see live 46 years ago is in town for the last time tonight. Plus, it's 1 year to the day until Bruce Springsteen plays Winnipeg for the very first time. So what do you do? What do you do on a night like that? Well, you just stay tuned to find out. Yes, Bruce Springsteen and Kiss together again here tonight on the Twang Trust. We did All Bruce All the Time last week. I was toying with the idea of doing it again this week until I realized Kiss is in town. So we gotta mark that in some way. And we got something off the top of the show we want to do. And, then something at the end. But in the middle, wow. Glad you're here to witness it all tonight on the Twang Trust.
After midnight, with a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, and a beer between her legs. She'd ride into the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, he was older than the rest. Gonna join the Navy, but he couldn't pass a test. So he hung around town, he sold a little pot. The Lord got wind of Sonny, one day he got caught. He was back in business, but he set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid a drunk guy on the floor, leaves a dollar in a tip jar, and walks on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hands. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. He jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed it down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry and said, get on out of here. Stars were high above them, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when it hit Miami Beach. They got a hotel by the water and a quarter bomb in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
The party never ends. The party never ends.
Well, they soon ran out of money. Sonny knew a man. Some Cuban refugees dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cubans in a house just off the roof, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies and Sonny grabbed a jack. He broke a bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup to the alley on the side, where an old man tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped into the alley with a single shot for 10. The road goes on forever. They made their getaway, got back to the motel before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, tell them, forced you into this. She watched him as his daylights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later, the local grocery store. Sherry buys a paper, a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines reading Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back onto Main Street in a new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Robert Earl Keen Jr. never saw that one coming, did he? Heavens. Ah, the road goes on forever and the party never ends. It's so true. Alabama 3 there. That's who that was. Most famous for doing the theme song to The Sopranos. And they got a brand new record out. What's that thing called? It's called Cold War Classics Volume 2. Apparently, there will be a Volume 1. It hasn't been released yet. It contains all the same songs as Volume 2, but in very extreme techno mix versions. So, I don't know. I don't know that we really need to hear it or not. That was extreme enough, wasn't it? They do a great version, just a great similarly arranged version of a John Prine classic. The you know that one? You know that one. Yeah. It's so great. And now they've done the same to Robert Earl Keen. Swell. The whole record is actually pretty swell. I was listening to it last night. Here's another one from it. This is in some ways, this is kind of a part two to the Sopranos theme. And it actually features none other than Dominic Chianese on vocals. That's Uncle Junior. I don't know. I couldn't hear him. Keep an ear open. See if you can spot him.
CO2 and my guilt. movie, and I'm staring at a screen. They're dragging Jesus from the town. It don't look good to me. Well, if I had a bucket, or better yet, a spoon, I'd go down to that river, babe. I bring that river home to you. Would you love me? Would you really love me? Would you love me? Rolled the wheels right off the gravy train. They could have shut that mother down, but they did it just the same. Oh, and the women threw their panties, and the women threw their bras. Elvis hung his head and said, they'll forget me when I'm gone. When I'm gone. Would you love me? Would you really love me? Oh, would you love me? Answer. Did I wake you up? Listen, I still got this box of band-aids here from the night we patched things up. Oh, there's still some at the bottom. Yeah, I got the box right here. If I could hold that moment to my chest, I swear I'd disappear. Oh, would you love me? Thank you.
Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Come on and dream, baby, dream. We gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on and dream, baby, dream. We gotta keep the fire burning. Come on, gotta keep the fire burning. Come on, we gotta keep the fire burning. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Come open up your heart. Come on and open up your heart. Come on and open up your heart. Come on, dream, baby, dream. Come on and open up your heart. Come on.
Bruce Springsteen from the album High Hopes and a cover of Suicide's Dream, Baby, Dream. I thought that was a nice set, didn't you? Yeah. Before that, Chuck Prophet from his album Soap and Water and Would You Love Me. And at the top of the set, brand new from Alabama 3, If I'd Never Seen the Sunshine, from their brand new record, Cold War Classics, Volume 2. Don't go looking for Volume 1 just yet. So, Bruce, 1 year from today, theoretically, Bruce Springsteen plays Winnipeg for the first time. Should have happened last Friday. Didn't. Some kind of ulcer. I guess it happens. You know, I'm surprised the number of people that are taking it personal. You know, I'm pretty sure he didn't get an ulcer on purpose just to inconvenience you. But a lot of people seem to be taking that attacked. I don't know. I don't get that. I don't understand it. I had a bit of a get-together on Sunday at the Stew Dome with a lot of the biggest Bruce nerds in town and out of town who were in town on account of they were such intense nerds. And that was a bunch of fun. That was a bunch of fun. So, yeah, that'll tide us over for a year, won't it? Yeah, well, it's going to have to, isn't it? Kind of a weird night, though. Tonight, you know, 1 year from the very first Bruce Springsteen show in Winnipeg coincides with the last time the very first band I ever saw live. Well, sort of. That's happening tonight. Their final farewell tour they're on for the 17th time. I think this is their 17th farewell tour, isn't it? Kiss. Kiss is in town tonight. The first band I bought a ticket to see, I suppose, because Cheap Trick opened that show in 1977 at the Winnipeg Arena that I went to, my very first rock concert. So technically, Cheap Trick was the first band I ever saw live, which, frankly, to me now, in 2023, makes me much more prouder than, you know, had I saw Kiss, you know, if I'd come late and missed Cheap Trick. No, Cheap Trick were awesome. A great first band to see. Actually, Kiss would be a great first band to see, just because of the spectacle. I considered briefly going. And even today I was looking, and, you know, like the $1,000 tickets right in the first couple of rows on the side, right at the stage, they put them down to a regular base price, $180. I did give it a second look, but opted not. Now, I can find better things to do with $200, I think. Although, you know, I know there's going to be some folks. There's some of you probably on the way to the show even now, aren't there? We might even hear from you in this next set of music at some point. But, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Kiss, they never, you know, never really existed on the same plane until 2009. And Bruce Springsteen put out a record called Working on a Dream, and the very first song on it had people wondering. Kiss's law firm heard that opening song. It's called Outlaw Pete, and they said, hey, Gene, Paul, listen to this thing. And you know, I can see why they thought something might have been up. Let's see what you think.
He was born a little baby on the Appalachian Trail. At 6 months old, he'd done 3 months in jail. He robbed the bank in his diapers and his little bare baby feet. All he said was, folks, my name is Outlaw Pete. I'm Outlaw Pete, I'm Outlaw Pete, can you hear me? Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Did they have a case? You know, Gene was actually asked why they didn't sue Bruce. And Gene said, Kiss have sued lots of people in one. But some people we don't sue. We didn't sue Bruce Springsteen for Outlaw Pete. How do we decide who to sue and not to? We like Springsteen. We don't sue. So... yeah. If you ever hated Gene Simmons, well, you can stop now. But yeah, I think you're right. Let's just listen to Garth Brooks.
If never I met you, never have seen you cry, not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much that you'll never know. I keep telling you a heart of a woman.
The saddest only daughter. yeah, yeah. Oh, wait till you know me better. Let's just be glad for the time together. Oh, life's such a treat, it's time you taste it. You know, there ain't no reason on earth to waste it. It ain't a crime to be good to yourself.
Live it up, live it up. Whoa.
It's only right now.
Lick it up, lick it up. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Lick it up, lick it up. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Come on, come on.
Lick it up, lick it up. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ah! Don't need to wait for an invitation. You gotta live like you're on vacation. Something sweet you can't buy with money.
Lick it up, lick it up.
It's all you need, so believe me, honey. It ain't a crime to be good to yourself.
Lick it up, lick it up.
It's only right now. Ooh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, listen up, Shriners. Welcome down to Times Change, High and Lonesome Club. How you doing? Okay, tonight we got part two of our recording series. We got the Rowdy Men. Come on, give it up for these guys.
Tells your baby how strong, yeah, yeah. Let me go. Cause baby's got the fever, baby has a show. Baby wants to tell my baby rock and roll, yeah, yeah. Well, I never knew I needed a baby like you. I never knew I needed you like I do, yeah, yeah. Let me go. Cause baby's got the fever, baby has a show. Baby wants to tell my baby rock.
Young and clean, I've got to have a, can't live without her. Brad Barker from The Pursuit of Happiness, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, that's true. And that was, in fact, The Pursuit of Happiness you just heard covering Kiss's I Want to Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day. 46 years later, your mileage may vary. Yes. Oh, that was our all Kiss set there for you. Hope you enjoyed that. What else did we hear? We heard the Gin Blossoms with Christine 16. That comes from the album Kiss My Butt, classic Kiss regrooved. Same album that the Garth Brooks version of Hard Luck Woman comes from. Mm-hmm. And in between there, we heard The Rowdymen, Winnipeg's Own, featuring Jason Sigmundson, the only hardcore Kiss Springsteen fan I know. But I don't know. I think he's more of a Kiss fan now these days. I think I think Bruce lost them with the ticket prices to this show. He lost many people over that. It's true. But still, but that was the Rowdy Men's Kiss classic there. Let Me Go, Rock and Roll. Was that their first album, I think? I know it was the first Rowdy Men's album, but was it the first Kiss album? I forget. We heard the Replacements there from Tim and their cover of Black Diamond. Hazy Dixie, We're Licking It Up, Bluegrass Style. And Garth Brooks, Hard Luck Woman. Yeah, that's what we heard there. The hottest bands in the world in that set. Indeed. So there, if you're going to Kiss tonight, well, gosh, you're late. You should be there. You should be there. You should be going, who's opening? What's their names? Crowned Lands or something? I saw them open for someone. Who did I see them open for? Can't remember now. It was someone. Some at the Burt. They were for what they did, they were great. Yeah, if you're into what they do it swell. Only two of them. Yeah. And boy, it's like all 70s all the time. I guess they're the perfect Kiss opening act, actually, in a lot of ways. So, okay, back to Bruce. Back to Bruce. You know, a lot of people, a lot of hardcore fans on this last tour were grumbling that the set list wasn't getting, wasn't getting mixed up much at all. I mean, there's a song here, a song there, and it was all fairly, you know, well, okay, he did this song instead of that song. Well, I heard that other song 1,000 times, too. So, big deal. It wasn't like 2014 when they were touring and, like, the cover songs were just coming out of left field, right and left. And it was crazy. Especially when he did some neat stuff in North America, but, man, when he'd leave the continent, he just went insane. Like when Bruce Springsteen last toured Australia, man, the cover songs,